It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, Insight, this gorgeous Wednesday night. Jack Stogler, Neil Spencer. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Jack. Don't say that in an airport.
That's right. And the lovely Mr. Rocker Bonville. And Rocker, you're looking cute as ever, sweetheart.
Which is not cute at all, yes. But he's cute as he ever was.
Yes. And I've got three young ladies here from the Fort Recovery Merchants Association. We're going to talk about the upcoming Christmas open house. And let me make sure I get this right. Jenny Smith.
That's me.
Maria Bruins.
Correct.
Very good. And Joanne Glancer.
Correct.
So I tell you what, let's start out by telling the people what businesses are each of you associated with.
You want me to start?
Yes.
I'm Jenny Smith, and I am with BU Boutique in Fort Recovery, which is behind Lifestyle Salon.
So, and her daughters came in and recorded a commercial.
They did.
That we're going to play along with the Christmas music out on the streets during the Christmas open house. So they were here this afternoon and did that. They were cute as could be.
Good. Yeah. I just sent them down, said, you're in charge. Go do it.
They did a tremendous job.
Good.
And BU has been in business for how long?
This will be year three.
Year three?
So I just finished, I think, my third year.
Yeah.
You're starting a third year.
I'm starting my third year. I just finished my second year.
So Yes. You're right when you say that. Maria knows everything about
Yes. Everything. Well, we share space. And so on days when I come in and I'm all frazzled and my hair is a mess, I go up to the salon and they fix me up. So it's good. It's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Yes.
So, Maria.
So I co-own Lifestyles with Ashley Leonards. And I don't even know how long we've been there.
7 years?
Yeah, probably. No, 5 years. I think we're going on for celebrating our fifth year.
Awesome.
I think. In the location. We had the old building a long time. That one we won't talk about because that will tell how old we are.
Well, it couldn't be very long because I'm guessing you're, what, 23?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that sounds
She'll take it. Great age. And Joanne.
Yes, I own the Tin Cupboard Coffee Shop and Deli. I've had it 4 years in August, and total, I think it's been there about 25 years when Denise Cheeseman started it. So
that is cool. So one of our main topics is going to be talking about the upcoming Christmas open house, okay? And we're going to get to that right after these commercials.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having one of the most popular bands around, Hammer Jockeys. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Elf, the musical presented by the Jay County Civic Theater, is coming to Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery Band Director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Tickets purchased the week of the show will be $2 higher. You don't want to miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, coming up December 8th through 11th at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Jenny, Maria, and Joanne, and we're talking about the Christmas open house. So let's start with the where and when part.
Okay. This year's theme for the Merchants Christmas Open House is Small Town Christmas, and it will run from Thursday, November 11th through Sunday, November 14th. We have over 20 local small businesses participating this year. So kicking off the open house will be extended shopping hours from 5 to 7 p.m. by a lot of the local merchants. This will be on Thursday, November 11th. Then we will have our second annual town Christmas tree lighting at Krenig Park at 7:15 under the direction of Maria Bruins from Lifestyles Beauty. Pastor Kate Ratliff from the Fort Recovery Church of the Nazarene will provide some inspiring Christmas music for the lighting. The merchants will be holding a bake sale, and the Girl Scouts will be selling hot chocolate across the street. Maria tried to make this a really have a small town Christmas feel and has been inspired by the countless Hallmark movies she has been watching. Since the tree lighting falls on Veterans Day, Maria has organized a veterans dedication for the tree that will honor our military. The Fort Recovery Band will be there to play the Star Spangled Banner as Elmer Klinke, Army veteran, Jim Guggenbiller, Marine veteran, Oscar Judy, Air Force veteran, and Rich Emery, in honor of his late father, longtime Fort Recovery merchant and Navy veteran, Roy Emery, will place ornaments on the tree. We really hope everyone can make it out to join us in this new tradition we have started in our wonderful downtown area.
That is fantastic. So, all of that is on Thursday night, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what time does that start?
The extended shopping hours were running from 5 to 7, and the tree lighting is at 7:15 at Krenig Park.
Okay, cool. Who's in charge of this?
Kind of me. I might like Hallmark a little bit. A little bit, a lot. And Christmas. Yeah, I don't know. Cool. Bad combination.
So, explain the process that helped develop all this.
Like I said, we all were talking about it at the merchant meeting, and we kind of thought it would be a great idea to keep with the tradition of having a small town Christmas. And like I said, I watch a lot of Hallmark movies, and I just feel like it's, I don't know, that's Fort Recovery to a T. We all have that close-knit, like, awesome bond. So, yeah. And then I like Christmas lights. So, yeah. Perfect combination.
Perfect, yes. Well, and then, so how many merchants will be open from 5 to 7?
I'm pretty sure everyone that's definitely on the Brick Street, and I'm not for sure about Ace.
I'm not sure with Ace Hardware.
I'm not sure either. I'm assuming they will have their extended hours on Thursday and then their Sunday open house hours, too.
Yeah, they're okay. Definitely having the Sunday open house hours. I didn't ask them about the weeknights, but yeah.
Okay, and then, so you said that this lasts from Thursday to Sunday. Is there anything special going on Friday and Saturday?
Well, first, I want to jump back to on the tree lighting. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I don't follow questions.
Yeah.
but part of the theme this year...
We like it better that way.
Yeah.
Part of the theme this year for the Thursday night event and Maria's taken off with it great, is it's on Veterans Day. Yeah. And so that's where our veterans are coming in, and we're going to be able to honor our veterans as a part of our ceremony during that. So I think that'll be a really neat piece to our celebration this year.
That's cool. And then the Friday, Saturday thing.
Friday and Saturday, I know most of the shops will be open general hours.
Yes, general shopping hours. And then on Saturday, the Tin Cupboard is sponsoring a baking contest in the north room of the Morvilius Opera House. And thank you to the Restoration Committee for allowing us to use this space again. And it's our second annual one. Last year we had over 25 entries, so I thought that was a good turnout.
That's a great turnout.
For the first year.
So who did you have for judges for that?
For judges, we had our own radio rock star rocker over there. And we had a Tin Cupboard staff member, and we had Ted Holman from Ted Holman Auto Repair. And one of our fun categories that we do in that is the Battle of the Merchants. So all the merchants make something, and you get to take home the purple spatula for the year, and bragging rights, of course. And last year, Laura Wenning from A Simple Touch won that. So,
which I think we still need taste testing of Laura's winnings there.
Absolutely.
I agree. I definitely think Lifestyle should have won last year. Just
yes, and I remember Jenny had the kind of cute award because she did elf-themed cupcakes, which she won the chamber decorating contest with her elf themed store. So I think it's fitting they're an Elf the Musical this year.
Yes,
so.
It is.
Yes.
Starring our band director Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf.
That is true.
That'll be in early December. I can't remember the stuff, but we got one of the promos coming up. In fact, I think we might have just heard the promo for that while
in
we were
December
listening to something
through
else.
The 10th.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. And something fun that we do is after the judging, we cut up all the baked goods and then we leave them out on Sunday for the public to come in and sample. So you can just stop in and you can actually tour the Opera House this year because they will be open. But then you can grab a free sample and just enjoy all the good baked goods from Fort Recovery.
Yep. And that's in the old Fort Recovery Radio studio, in case you're trying to figure out where that was.
Yes. And then also this year on Saturday, Carol Judy will have the Morvilius Opera or the Morvilius House open for free tours from 9 to 1 p.m. And the house's address is located at 206 South Wayne Street. So anybody that hasn't seen Faye's childhood home needs to stop in and take a look at that.
I got to see it when Andy Pax owned it. It was pretty neat. Carol has done a lot of I would call it renovations/restorations, and I'm really anxious to see that.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So how do you publicize this?
I know we've really stepped up our game on social media a lot lately. We've had Ashley Leonard's helping us with a lot of that, so we have a lot of ads going out on social media. We also do a lot of newspaper and radio ads, so we'll be Daily Standard, Commercial Review, WCSM, WPGW, and of course our favorite, FR Radio. So just getting the word out. But I don't know how many years we've been doing the Christmas open house, so I've already seen people online saying, when is it? People come in town just because of all the unique activities we have around town.
Well, you know, I'm a member of a Facebook club, I guess, that's called Ohio Road Trips.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it would be great to put it on there because people are you always asking, we're looking to go someplace that gives you that Hallmark movie feel.
Yes.
And I just think this is a perfect opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. Especially with our horse-drawn carriage rides and our lights downtown. And now we are looking for somebody that wants to maybe get engaged or something on Thursday night. So when we flip on the Christmas lights, we need an engagement. So, guys out there, if you're looking for it, give us a call.
Hey, that'd be great.
We have the perfect setup for you.
Rocker?
Got a girl in mind, Rocker?
He's got 30 girls in mind.
Unfortunately, none of them have Rocker in mind. That's the scary part. So the Merchant Association consists of who? So how many merchants are there?
There's about 35 that are members of the Merchants Association.
And so are the is the merchants and the chamber the same thing?
It is not. The merchants are actually an umbrella of the chamber, and we take care of more the downtown business aspect of things, where we try to get people to shop local, stay local, and help promote a thriving downtown.
Yeah.
We also do things like the Halloween parade that Joanne just finished up with. We do the bunny hop, the Taste of the Fort. What's something else?
We help with the tractor pulls.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the way I usually look at it, the merchants are retail merchants. The chamber can include industries, school,
right,
any kind of business sort of thing, or anybody that's concerned with business. So sometimes, like, I think Fort Recovery Industries and Coopers are Chamber of Commerce members, but they're not retail merchants. So mostly the Merchants Association is retail, people that are actually selling things to the public.
Good. So when you look at the activities on Sunday, is there like a breakfast with Santa, or is there... Anything?
I don't think they have that this year. I think, am I right?
No.
I think they're still a little hedgy on the COVID stuff with the health department, maybe. I don't know. That was part of it last year, that why we didn't do it. But.
Right, and that's not something that the merchants have ever done. I know the school
does.
Sponsors
yeah.
a donuts okay. type thing with Santa, and maybe somebody would host one at the KFC. I remember that from a few years past, but we do have Santa, and new this year, he'll be at the Morvilius Opera House.
Oh.
They'll be hosting him.
That's good.
And he'll be set up on the bottom floor in the south room using the entrance that faces the Brick Street. So Santa will be there to greet families and children from 5:15 to 7 on Thursday, and then he will be down at our tree lighting, so Santa will be there. And then on the 12th, on Saturday, he'll be there from 11 to 1. And on the 14th, he'll be there from 12 to 4. And then starting in December, Santa will move to his Santa house in Crenning Park. And he'll be there Thursdays in December from 6 to 8, and Saturdays from 11 to 1 p.m.
Oh, he's going to be at Crenning Park this year?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. And Santa's sponsored by the Fort Recovery Girl Scout Group 21299 under the direction of Amy Pearson, and the merchants would just like to thank the Girl Scouts for restoring the Santa house and making it part of the open house again, because for a few years we didn't have a Santa house, so they took that on about 4 years ago and restored it and brought it back.
Yeah. And then, so explain the location and of the tree lighting and the Santa house. Where's that going to be?
Yeah.
The tree lighting is Crenning Park, which is right in between, like, Second National Bank?
Park National now.
And then the Monument Store.
Okay.
That's my error. He'll be at Van Treese Park at the Hein Amphitheater set up behind there.
Okay. So that's where he had been the last few years. But
yes, that's my error. Thank you.
Okay. Now I got it. I was trying to put those together, and so talk a little bit about some of the entertainment that I tell you what. Let's take a break first, Neil, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the entertainment that you've got lined up. Okay,
that's great.
So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The Versa versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Our Indians football team went to Arcanum on Saturday night and came away with a 40-30 victory over the number 3 seed Trojans, and now they'll play at Anna this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live. The NFHS video will not be available. Make your plans now to get to Anna on Saturday night to help cheer on our Indians as they look to avenge a Week 4 regular season loss to the Rockets. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Be more than 3 seconds.
Yeah, it was. It was four, it? Four and a half.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler and a bunch of pretty women and rocker.
And me.
Jack Stogler and a bunch of pretty women and rock. Well, you didn't give me enough time to prepare, Neil.
I gave you a countdown from 30 seconds.
Okay.
Then 20, then 15, then 5, then 3.
All right. You know what? I got to work on my hearing aids a bit.
What?
Yeah, exactly. As we were going into the break, we were talking about some of the entertainment. And it's always cool when the community has an opportunity to experience some of our young people in a very positive light. So, Joanne, could you kind of share some of the entertainment?
Yes. We will have Fort Recovery High School's By Request, under the direction of Tracy Evers West Curtis, again, strolling the streets and serenading all the businesses with Christmas carols from 1 to 2:15. Then they will provide a 15-minute mini-concert at the Morvilius Opera House. And that'll be from 2:15 to 2:30. And then we have lots of activities planned on Sunday. The Morvilius Opera House will be open for tours on Sunday, November 14th. There will be 4 tours throughout the day, and start times are 11:30, 12:30, 2:30, and 3:30. There will be a nativity scene sponsored and put on by the First Church of Christ under the leadership of Pastor Dave Nichols. Brockman Furniture has again been generous enough to donate the use of their lot on the south side of the store for the nativity to set up. And that's always a fun thing for the kids to go down and see. They have llamas and camels and other crazy animals down there. So that's fun. Chris Kramer Urey, a Fort Recovery native, will be again set up in the log cabin behind the walkthrough museum, putting on her live demonstration of a typical pioneer Christmas. Last year when the electric was out, my staff and I went exploring, and we dropped in on Chris and her fellow pioneers, and it was quite interesting. She showed us how she wasn't doing it this year, but one year she'd even baked a turkey and bread right there in the wood fireplace, and we got a lesson on how to use a real working spinning wheel, so that was interesting. Linda Niefeldt and the Fort Recovery Library will be hosting their annual Scholastic Book Fair from November 8th through the 14th. They will also again be hosting Craft and Story Hour from 1 to 2:30 p.m., provided by the Fort Recovery 4-H under the direction of Karen Gruby. And we will again be providing carriage rides. Those will be available from 11 to 4, starting at the Visitor Center. The Opera House Committee has agreed to act as volunteer tour guides for the rides and help with the unloading and loading of the carriage. Unfortunately, we had to switch horse companies this year, so we will not be able to use Dave Reisner's original town taxi. We've used that for many years, and everybody always thought that was a nice historical touch. But this year, the horse carriage company that we got can only use their own carriage for liability reasons. So they will bring a nice carriage, and it holds 6 people, and it's going to be decorated for Christmas. So it's very pretty.
And all of those activities were on Sunday,
correct? That's
correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so the band plays on Thursday night. Is there any other entertainment on Thursday night?
It's Pastor Kate, correct?
Yes.
He's going to sing some Christmas carols with us.
Oh. Awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for the Hallmark Christmas feel, Thursday night, because it'll be dark then.
We're hoping just a little bit of dusting
of snow. Yes, just a dusting of snow, you know. And it never melts. You ever notice that?
Yes, and nobody's ever cold.
Yeah, you know, and they've all got light sweaters on. I don't get it, you know. Run through Thursday night for me. Okay, do it like chronologically.
Okay, so we'll start like our normal Thursday events when we do that, and then anything like big will start towards like that 7 o'clock area. So we'll hopefully she'll start singing, and I'm really hoping I can get in contact with Santa. Maybe he can come light the tree for us, you know. So we'll see what we can do that. And then after we get the tree lit and stuff like that, we'll have those four not young men, but awesome men, place the ornaments on the tree.
Military.
But the fun thing that we're having going on that same night, I almost forgot about the 50-50 that we're having. And we're hoping to raise some money to help do some like beautification of downtown. So we're hoping to help with those flower pots and, I don't know, all that fun stuff that needs to be taken care of. So yeah, I think that's everything, right?
Yeah.
The bake sale, hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the bake sale and hot chocolate. See, I did too much this week. My brain's fried.
It's fried. I know it. I know.
Bake sale.
Yeah. So we actually have Joanne is doing our bake sale. So we have some goodies on the street. And then we actually have the Girl Scouts also are going to be making, doing some hot chocolate and coffee for us because we're all going to need some coffee because that would not be a movie without some coffee.
So they'll have those available somewhere outside?
Yeah. It'll
somewhere?
Actually be right across from the park there.
Okay.
Yeah, so in front of the, is it?
Mercer Savings Bank?
Is it Mercer Saving over there? And like Marigas, yeah, that area.
Yep. That would be great.
Yeah.
Will the museum be open?
I don't think on Thursday. Okay. I think they'll just be doing mainly Sunday, correct?
I don't know that it's open. The Opera House will be open, but I don't know that the museum will be open.
The museum has been open on. Sometimes they were when there were kids decorating trees and stuff and doing some craft stuff, but I don't think they're doing that this year.
So they will have the log cabins will be open. So they'll have stuff in the log cabin that you can go and see.
Yeah, the log house in Krenning Park. People get, because when we only had one, it was the log cabin. That's now the tool shop or the workshop, the one that's down the hill, the one that's in Krenning Park. They call that the log house because it literally was somebody's house.
There you go. Learn something new every day.
I stand corrected.
Well, when I was able to attend the Historical Society meetings, when you kept saying log cabin or log house, nobody knew which one they were talking about. So they distinguished them. One is tools, and the other one is actually a house because it really was a house.
This is good. It saves them from driving out to my parents thinking that's the log cabin they're going to, right?
That's right. So. That's right. So, what have we missed?
I can read off a list of the participating businesses. And
is there anything special going on Friday or Saturday? Well, Saturday is the bake. the bake-off, but is there anything special going on Friday?
Friday is just regular shopping hours.
Okay.
We hope to expand. You know, last year was the first year that we did 4 days of open house because we always just focused on Sunday before.
Yeah.
So now that we're 4 days, we're hoping to grow each year and find something to fill every day. But right now, we're just having regular shopping hours on Friday.
Okay.
But all the sales will probably be going on that the retailers are having.
Yep.
And the nice thing is this allows people to come in and out of the stores and really, you know, get some of that local shopping done without being everybody packed in there. And so then hopefully if they can get their shopping done Sunday, they have more time to spread out and do some of the other activities that are going on around town.
Yep.
But the sales will start Thursday night and it'll go all the way through Sunday. So gives you time to just really take your time. And each store really works to make it a very Christmassy feel. And most of us are trying to beat the shipping delays that you deal with on Amazon and every place else. So stores are packed and ready for everybody now.
Yeah. Awesome. So... Okay, so we talked about like the Thursday having special hours from 5 to 7 you're going to be open. Okay.
Yep.
So will you be open like the whole day up through 7?
Yes.
Okay, so it's extended hours.
Correct. So most businesses like downtown areas will be 10 to 7. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
on Thursday. Friday, most run 10 to 5, or their normal hours. I know, like, high voltage runs later hours. Joanne runs some earlier hours, whatever. Everybody has different, but their regular hours, Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, it will be 11 to 4 is the main time that it'll be going.
Saturday, let's see, some of the stores close at 3. Is it going to be until 5, or is it, you know, pretty much your regular hours?
Pretty much your regular hours then, yep.
Okay. And then Sunday... It starts at
11 o'clock.
11 ends at
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Fantastic.
Yes.
So let's talk about the businesses that are included.
Okay. Oh, like I said, I think we had a record number of businesses this year that are included in. And not everybody is doing every day, and not everybody is even going to do extended Sunday hours, but they still wanted to participate, and they've donated to the $1,000 raffle that we do. And that's something that I think we should talk about.
Yeah.
We do a giveaway of $1,000 worth of individual retail gift cards and merchant gift cards that you can spend here in town. And the drawing will be located at all these places. So you can go around to every business, and even if you don't buy anything, you can put your name in and try to win $1,000 so of gift certificates. So the participating businesses this year, we have BU Boutique, Brockman Furniture, Forget Me Not Florist and the Purple Post, Fort Fitness, the Fort Nutrition, Fort Recovery Insurance, High Voltage, Generation Fitness, which will also have individual vendors set up on Sunday, Calp Pharmacy, Kelly's Shoes, Mercer Savings Bank, Miracle Lanes, Park National Bank, A Simple Touch, Sunshine Boutique, The Tin Cupboard, Wangler Hardware, Wayne Street Market, West Curtis Floor Covering, and new this year, Bob Hart will be displaying and selling his collection of wooden bowls on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4. So
that'll be in his building back here?
He'll be in the old Pack-a-Sack building.
Oh, okay.
So 219 yep. North Wayne Street for anybody that needs to put in the address. But he'll be set up. And when I talked to Bob, he said he's been doing woodworking for at least 25 years. And if anybody's ever seen his handcrafted bowls, they are beautiful.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
I wish I had just a little bit of talent like that. It'll make it easier to retire.
I do too, know? Jack. I wish you had some talent too.
I do too. Man, I mean...
You're welcome.
To be able to go into a shop and create something that other people think is neat. I mean, I can create stuff that I think is neat, but other people say, what the hell is that?
Yeah, but you're never too old to start,
that's
Jack.
True.
You could start now.
By the time you're 95, you could be good at... You might actually produce one good thing if you stay at it between now and age 95.
So, well, I'm just betting that Maria's going to watch enough Hallmark Christmas movies between now and next Thursday. Let's see, it's this Thursday, isn't it?
A week and a day. Yeah.
It's a week and a day. Tomorrow.
Lord help me, I am not ready for it tomorrow. Okay. I've still got boxes in the store all over.
Okay. So, there's at least 20 Hallmark movies you'll watch between now and then.
Most definitely.
And the ideas will just bubble.
I know. It could be scary what's to come.
Fun stuff. So, I tell you what. Let's take another break. And we're going to come back and kind of recap this. And then we're going to talk about music and Rocker's Top 10.
I love it. Can't wait.
Okay. So, you can't. It's come up here without being exposed to Rocker.
Yeah, it's
let's see, is that the right way to phrase that?
Yes, yeah, sort of. it's Rocker's top 10 songs that he likes that most other people do not like.
Yes. So think about stuff that you like them that other people don't, Miss Hallmark Movie Girl.
Wow.
So we'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Lee Street Market always has great prices and great selection. Here are just a few items in their freezer section that'll help you save time and money. They have about a dozen varieties of Banquet and Michelina's frozen dinners for just $4 for $5. Packages of Hot Pockets are $2 for $5. They have 8-count packages of Best Choice Burritos for $4.99, and Banquet Pot Pies are $5 for $5. And they have many varieties of ready-to-heat-and-eat meals from Healthy Choice, Lean Cuisine, and P.F. Chang's. Stop in and check out their selection at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more.
Get ready for the return of the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot 5K. After a year off, we're ready to gobble our way through St. Henry on Saturday, November 6th, all while benefiting Everhart Hospice. In-person registration begins at 9 a.m. with race beginning at 10 a.m. The flat 3.1-mile course will start and finish at Cooper Farms Processing in St. Henry. Water will be provided on the course with chip timing provided by Speedy Feet. Following the race, enjoy a delicious hot turkey meal, carryout style. For pricing and full race details, visit SpeedyFeet.com and search for the Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
The public is invited to participate in the Merchants Christmas Open House Bake Off on Saturday, November 13th during the Christmas Open House. Get your favorite recipes out and start baking. There will be several categories, including cookies, cupcakes and muffins, pies, and miscellaneous. And each winner will receive a gift certificate to a local merchant. Get your entry to the Morvilius Opera House on Saturday, November 13th between 9:30 and 12:30. If you have that special recipe that everyone loves, get it baked and ready to go on Saturday morning, November 13th at the Morvilius Opera House building.
We'll follow the old man wherever he wants to go.
As long as he wants to go. Best movie ever.
Best movie ever.
Yep.
So, Rocker?
We have it.
I wouldn't have a clue what that is. But
White Christmas.
You've never
Neil.
Watched White Christmas?
I've never watched it all the way through. I love the song.
Oh, Neil, I'm so sorry.
I have it on every media available. I have it on an old 78. I have it on a 45. I have it on an LP. I have it on 8-track tape. I have it on cassette tape. I have it on CD. And I now have it on digital.
Nope, that's the songs.
Yes.
You haven't watched the movie.
No,
you
I haven't watched the movie.
Out on life.
I'm okay with that.
I mean,
you have
love the song.
And a half to go before Christmas.
And between that and the Christmas song by Nat King Cole, those are my two favorite songs ever.
Yes.
And
ever.
White Christmas isn't even the best song in the movie.
No, not at all.
Not even close.
That may be true, but it is the best song ever.
Speaking of Neil's thoughts on the best song ever, Rocker, I gave you the challenge of coming up with your top songs that other people would think are stupid.
Okay?
Well, songs that you like that other people don't. Okay, and I think Neil has a few of them at least kind of queued up.
I have all of them. He'll have to tell me which ones are which because I don't know if I have them in the in the
so
order.
So you
want to
start with 10?
Yeah, I always go 10, go up 1.
Okay.
Number 10, Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Tainted Love.
Yes.
Let's see if I can play that.
Run away, I've got to get away from the pain.
So, thumbs up or thumbs down on Tainted Love?
It's okay.
See? Okay. So we don't hate that.
We
You're
wish we did.
You're picking great songs up to this point. Yeah,
well, we still got...
Okay.
We still got 9 more to go.
Okay. Number 9.
This is where Neil go nuts. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, Big and Rich.
It's not a bad song. It's... If I had to listen to it a lot, I would not listen to it a lot.
Yeah. So I want you ladies to think about either songs or movies or artists that you kind of like, but other people tend to not be crazy about it. Okay?
They didn't sign up for this extra credit crap.
But they are stuck here.
Am I allowed to pick what my son listens to that I don't like?
Yes.
Yes.
Does that count? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's plenty of that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything?
Not everything, but a lot.
And only rock and go from country to Notorious B.I.G., Hypnotize. At number 8.
What is Hypnotized?
It's this, whatever this is, alleged song. And you like this?
What
is his last song?
Well, what I think it is, Jack, is like a Bee Gees song played backwards.
Oh, very
because it doesn't sound like English.
What the?
It doesn't sound like English, so I think it's something else played backwards.
It does. You know, I was just telling about my Hallmark Christmas night last night. My other flaw is Barry Manilow. I could listen to Barry Manilow and Michael Bublé sing forever. And I'm betting that Rocker's not a big fan of either.
I like Michael Bublé.
Oh.
Barry Manilow was a little young when I was a little young when Barry Manilow was big.
Well, you were young when Elvis was big too, but you still like him.
Yes. Well, I was.
You didn't have a choice because
I didn't have a choice there.
And mom, but.
Number 7, Happy by Pharrell.
The what?
Everybody likes that. Everybody likes this song. You know why?
Because not it makes rocker,
them
though.
Happy. Makes them happy.
Oh. What's one that is kind of like that now? I can't think of it. So.
Neither can we because you haven't said what it is.
That went south on you, Jack.
Yeah.
So what else do we got?
Number
6. What does the fox say? I think everybody hates this one.
What does the fox say?
This is literally the first time I've ever heard this.
I've never heard of it.
And the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack.
Who sings that?
No, who doesn't sing this?
Elvis.
Who?
What? Yeah, exactly.
Melba.
Elvis.
Y-L-V-I. It's like Elvis, except there's a Y instead of an E.
Yeah, one hit. Can you say one hit wonder?
Yeah. One hit. Losing that term pretty loosely.
Number four.
Number five, actually, is Sunshine.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm trying to find, trying to make it come up on my computer because it decided to not do that. But
well, the ladies would probably love it, but you know, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Oops, sorry.
You know what? I'm kind of a Celine fan.
She's always spoken highly of you.
So is it the fact that you hear something so much that you just can't take it?
Yes. Like Debbie Boone back with whatever that was.
You
back.
Light Up My Life.
Yeah, that was a great song until the 38th time I heard it in the same day. Yeah. Kind of wears you out.
Number four. 80s kids loved it. 90s kids, not so much.
What about real people?
I Ran by a Flock of Seagulls.
You made that up.
You've heard this, Jack. You just didn't know the name of it.
Wait a second. That was... Okay, so it is the name of the song, I Ran by a Flock of Seagulls?
No. Yeah, the group says Flock of Seagulls.
Yes. I ran so far away. So far away is in parentheses by a flock of seagulls.
I didn't say it's a great
seagulls name
for a group. But
you have, like, you heard of any of these?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Rocker and I are actually classmates, so we're
about the same age.
Mm-hmm.
She won't say it. I don't care.
25, right, Rocker?
Sure. Number three.
Shirts that are 25.
Yeah, this is one I this is probably going to be the first time this has been played on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, maybe the last time.
Well, maybe.
What is it?
Macho Man by Village People.
Oh. Macho
Man. Have I mentioned I hate disco?
Well, so you liked that song?
When I was a kid.
Okay.
Today it's, you know, probably not politically correct.
It probably is.
Much like this number two. Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by Neil Diamond.
I love this song.
You'll be a woman soon.
You don't know this song by Neil Diamond? Oh, it's awesome.
I went to see Neil Diamond in concert when he was 74 years old. They never get tired of putting me down. He rocked it. And I never
sure.
Tired
of them around.
He wrote a lot of songs.
Yep.
Some of them he sang, some of them he didn't. He wrote a lot of songs for the Monkees.
Really?
Yep.
These guys have probably never heard of the Monkees.
No clue.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Now, this is one you girls probably will not know.
No chance.
Yeah.
Unless you listen to oldies stations.
Only people that don't like this song, people have had trouble with the law.
I thought the law and the law won.
Very good.
That's not it, though.
No, it's not it.
Indiana Wants Me by R. Dean Taylor.
You ever heard of it?
Indiana Wants Me. Lord, I can't go back there.
Yep. You got it? You have it, Jack.
I know. Very good. So... Now we're going to expose you ladies.
Whoa. Yes.
And we're on Facebook Live. So, something that you like that other people don't.
Rocker. Oh.
Okay, I'm pulling this.
Yeah.
So I said, can I pick songs that my son likes that I don't? And he texted me, what are you talking about? But I asked him, what song do I play that you don't like? And he said, anything Sound of Music.
Ooh.
So it's not that I listen to the songs all the time, but we do watch Sound of Music, and he clears the room.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
That's good. So are you a Disney movie fan?
Oh, yeah. Anything that has a happy ending to it. Any of the crime stuff, I don't like.
It's funny, but my wife, so we got Netflix, and she's like picks
picks this series or something that she wants to watch. And, I mean, I can't do it. I mean, if, like, it's sad or I think somebody might die,
yeah,
I'm done. I'm toast.
I say I'm a Disney fan, but there are certain ones, like, I can't watch Dumbo. I have no interest in watching Dumbo. I don't care. It's just sad. You can't be mean to animals. Yeah. I can't take it. So I have to know it's going to end okay at the end.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've ever seen Dumbo. If I did, I was tiny when it first came out.
Yeah. Dumbo, Bambi, all those things.
I haven't seen Bambi.
Not missing much, I don't think.
My parents probably didn't want me to be ruined for life. Scarred.
Maria.
You guys actually might be really shocked when I tell you this one. It's Come Fly With Me by Frank Sinatra. Love him.
Oh,
love everything Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Frank's good. Joanne?
I like anything Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Yes. And you know how he's crazy now.
Yes.
And does about 4 or 5 low-budget movies a year. He's just cranking them out direct-to-video. But I love all of them. I don't care if they're bad, if they're cheesy. New Nicolas Cage. We're watching that. So,
what was the one where he is, like, on a plane with a bunch of convicts?
Con Air.
Mm-hmm. See, she knew that right away. Yes. Look at her.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage kind of floats your boat.
He does.
That's interesting.
So here's going back to Frank Sinatra. Here's Come Fly With Me. Let me see if we can play this. It'll probably come up with a commercial first. No. We'll jump ahead a little bit.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
It's hard not to love the guy.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
He's just smooth.
He is very smooth. I'm a Frank Sinatra fan.
Yeah.
He's one of my things on the...
Well, you have a picture of him on your bedroom?
No. There's a Sinatra station on Sirius XM.
Yep.
And that's one of my... stations. It's not all Frank Sinatra, though.
The girls hate it when I'm in charge of the radio because I'm all about this every day when it's in. Jenny knows when I'm the first one into the shop.
Do you ever listen to any Nat King Cole?
I do.
I love Nat King Cole's voice. Most of his songs I love, too, but Nat King Cole's voice is something I could listen to all the time. Yeah. It's just a
smooth guy.
Beautiful.
Well,
voice.
I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back to do a summary of the Christmas show. I mean, of the Christmas
open house.
Rocker's making
Don't
fun
make
of you.
Fun of me, Rocker.
Why wouldn't he? He always does. We make fun of him. He makes fun of us.
He does. So we'll be back to kind of wrap this up right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guggenbello with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
The Fort Recovery Cross Country team will be running in the state meet this Saturday morning at Fort Obetz on the southeast side of Columbus. The ladies team will run at 9 a.m., and for the boys team, Trevor Heitkamp will be running individually at 10 a.m. Tickets for these events are available online only at ohsaa.org/tickets. And the student tickets are $10 and adult tickets are $13. And the Fort Recovery Marching Band will be playing at State this Sunday at Welcome Stadium in Dayton at 3:15 p.m. Get out and support our students at these events this weekend. Cross country at Fort Obetz in Columbus on Saturday morning, and our band at the state competition on Sunday afternoon at Welcome Stadium in Dayton. Are you looking for something to do this Friday night? The Wendoline Sports Club will be hosting their fish and chicken buffet this Friday, November 5th from 4:30 to 7. Step out for this fall treat. It's only $9 for all the chicken and fish you want, along with their large choice of side dishes, and carryouts are available too. Kids are only $4. Don't miss the Wendoline Sports Club's Fall Chicken and Fish Buffet this Friday from 4:30 to 7.
30 to 7. Yep, here we go. Let's see if we're going to try to get this. We were going to try to come into this. I'm not sure I got it. Okay.
That's a good song right there.
This is
We the Kingdom.
Jenny's song. That, and then we'll do her son's song that he says is Christian rap and nobody can understand the words.
So yes, it's true.
We're going to assume that he's not leading us astray.
Well, I made the mistake of getting him a big speaker for his birthday.
Oh.
And so he can, even on the lowest setting, that thing cranks through the house. Yes, so. This is good stuff.
Yeah. And then do you listen to
is this Ozzy Osbourne singing this?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think
not quite.
Dang it, rocker!
Why are you hitting him?
Because you can't think of something? I lost my train of thought and I'm not allowed to hit Jenny.
Oh yeah.
I listen to almost any music but rap.
Yeah.
And rap, I can't. Yeah. If I don't understand the words, I'm out.
Yeah.
Now, here's one that's what everybody's parents said back in the 50s when rock and roll came out.
Yeah.
I can't understand the words.
Yeah.
So
here is one that I believe you said your son likes and you don't particularly care for.
No, it's just loud noise.
I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm glad. You sound like an old lady.
I know,
Jenny.
And I'm good with it. I can't do it. And he can tell you every word to this song, probably.
Yeah.
He quotes it out.
Yeah.
Would he make your top 10 list, Rocker?
I just heard him say, cleaned up my soul.
There you go.
Hey.
A little Jesus in him.
Yep.
So, let's.
Sorry.
Talk about the Christmas open house. Well,
we're not through playing songs yet.
That we
okay. Go ahead. I guess if you have to get back to business.
Yes. So first, let's talk about next Thursday, the lighting ceremony. If you want to take the
lead. Next Thursday, we'll have extended shopping hours, and the sales will be running from 5 to 7. High Voltage will be open till 8, their regular time. It'll be at Krennig Park, and we'll have Pastor Kate Ratliff from Fort Recovery Church of the Nazarene. She'll kick off the tree lighting around 7:15. She's going to sing us a few Christmas carols. And then the band will be there, the Patriotic Ensemble, to play the Star Spangled Banner. And we'll have 4 veterans there to place ornaments on the tree. It is Veterans Day, so we are doing a veterans dedication on the tree this year. And there will be a 50-50 going on for the beautification.
Where do they get those tickets? At each merchant or each particular place?
Those will be centrally located. Will they be?
By the bake sales and stuff.
Okay, so next to the bake sale.
Which is going to be across from Krennig Park.
Yes, from 5 to 7, along with the Girl Scouts selling their coffee and hot chocolate. And then there will be the 50-50 tickets. And that will be going to the beautification fund, possibly new flower pots for the downtown. That'll be Thursday.
Fantastic. And then basically Friday and Saturday are regular open business hours, correct?
Yep.
And then
now Saturday also has, if I'm right, the bake sale or the bake off.
Yes, that's Saturday. You can drop off any time between 9:30 and 12:30 at the Opera House, and then judging will take place after that. And then that is the day that Carol Judy is having the Morvilius House open for tours.
Oh, that's open on Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, I was thinking that it was going to be Sunday.
Yes, okay. It's on Saturday from 9 to 1. You can stop
at, I forget her address, 209 Wayne Street.
Yeah, you'll be able to figure it out.
Yes.
The blue Victorian house.
Yes, you can stop for a free tour.
Are there any parameters to the bake sale? I mean, like cookies, cakes, and pies? Is that?
I mean, and miscellaneous.
That tastes good.
That tastes good.
That's definitely correct. It
doesn't have to, but you can. You just won't win a prize.
Yes.
Let me get my information up here.
For the baking contest, the bake-off, it's the second annual Merchants Christmas Open House Bake-Off. There's a cookie category, cupcakes and muffins, pies, anything miscellaneous then, so anything that doesn't fit any of those categories, and Battle of the Merchants. Okay. So if you enter as your business, or if you work at a business and you want to enter under that business, that's fine too. So, and Rocker was a judge last year. Hopefully he'll be back again this year.
Free pie. Free cookies.
Rocker has very specific taste. If he doesn't know what it is, he already doesn't like it. So,
yes.
Rocker, you have to be, you're a judge, for God's sake. You can't be, turn your nose up before you even taste it. Okay.
The first time you ate pizza, you didn't know what it was. But we still like it.
Yeah, sure.
So we're looking for a judge to take Rocker's place.
My son just texted and said, can I judge that?
So, and then on Sunday.
Yes, Sunday's our big day. The Morvilius Opera House, they'll be open for their tours 11:30, 12:30, 2:30, and 3:30. Then live nativity will be set up next to Brockman Furniture, sponsored by the Church of Christ, and that'll be out from 11 to 4. You can stop down there, see the animals, take pictures. Chris Kramer Urey will be at the Log House behind the Walkthrough Museum, and she'll be demonstrating a typical pioneer Christmas, so you definitely want to stop in there and see what she has going on. The Scholastic Book Fair will be going on at the library, and your kids can stop in for a craft and story hour from 1 to 2:30. Carriage rides will be going on from 11 to 4 at the Visitor Center, and there'll be a new carriage this year. It's white. It's decorated for Christmas. It holds 6 people. It's really pretty. Fort Recovery High School's By Request will be caroling the streets from 1 to 2:15. And then they will provide a 15-minute mini concert at the Opera House. And then Santa will be set up. He'll be there actually Thursday from 5:15 to 7 at the Opera House. Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Opera House. And then Sunday from 12 to 4 at the Opera House in the South Room. So you can stop in and see Santa and take pictures and just have a good time.
Fantastic. So, is the library doing their Christmas tree thing again?
They are. I just got the paperwork in the mail for it. It will be through December.
Okay.
So it'll be through the month of December. They'll have the Christmas trees all lit up and decorated up there. And
usually
always cool to go look around.
Usually they give you somewhere around the 20th to the 30th of November to go up and set your trees up somewhere in that area. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I tell you what, ladies, you were full of information. I appreciate you guys taking the time to come up. I wish you good weather and many people next weekend.
Yes.
So
we're hoping with that, electricity with that light stays dusting on this of year. Snow,
yeah, that'll help quite a bit.
No electricity cutting out this year. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So, Neil, anything else?
No, I think we're in good shape. We've gone through all kinds of music.
Yep.
Some that Rocker thought we would hate and some that we liked, and other ones that I think broke my ears.
So I tell you what, for Jack Stogler, Rocker, Neil, and the Fort Recovery Merchants, come see us next weekend. Insight will be back next Wednesday.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.